So my advice for you is to shut up and go away. Go to Mar-a-Lago. Spend all day, every day, cheating at golf and masturbating to Newsmax.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
Take that, Blunnel Blumpf, the dynamic duo of Jimmy Kimmel and his ugly wife over here who's wearing gigantic baggy pants like she's Fred Durst in 1994, probably trying to hide her penis. Allegedly, Abe. I am never going to meet Adam Carolla. I am never going to be on the Adam Carolla show with this attitude over here. That's fine. I'll just be best friends with Dr. Drew. But InfoWars essays. Kimmel's wife, unhinged, tells Blunnel Blumpf, spend all day cheating at golf and masturbating at Mar-a-Lago. I think he's going to be fine. He's married to a super hot woman. He's married to a literal supermodel. I think Donald Trump's going to be fine. I think he's going to be fine. Oh, isn't it past your jail time? Is it past your jail? We're going to arrest you, Blunnel Blumpf. You're going to arrest Blunnel Blumpf. Here you got all of these idiot leftists over there always constantly screaming about fascism and dictatorships, and they're celebrating a regime trying to arrest Donald Trump over a ledger entry to Stormy Daniels, over a rape accusation or allegation from a mentally ill goofball. And then they turn a blind eye to stuff like Nancy Pelosi and her husband openly insider trading. Paul Pelosi, in between his ball penis hammer parties, selling millions of dollars worth of NVIDIA stock, or he just sold $1 million+ worth of Visa stock right before mere hours before the Department of Justice announced that they were going to start investigating them. That's clear, absolute clear insider trading. They're fine with it because they're dumb idiot leftists over here. Gotta get that Blunnel Blumpf. Blunnel Blumpf made fun of my stupid idiot husband's Oscars. Because he's a dumb, stupid idiot, just like you. You guys deserve each other. ABC, Disney, late night. Again, this is Disney, right? This is a Disney-owned brand, and they're making masturbation jokes. Assassination and masturbation jokes over here on the venerable Disney Studios. I'm not surprised, considering you can get a rainbow anal plug at Disneyland these days. It's for kids, though. Don't worry. No, that makes me even more worried. But it's rainbow, though. It's fine. Maybe you see Disney. During a segment of Jimmy Kimmel Live, the show host invited his goofball wife on stage to speak directly to former President Blunnel Blumpf, who briefly mentioned her in passing during a recent MAGA rally in Indiana while insulting Jimmy Kimmel's awful Oscar awards gig. Jimmy Kimmel is absolute AIDS. He's destroying. This is pure propaganda. The entire premise of the Jimmy Kimmel Live show over here, this late night show, that's coasting off of the fumes of far superior, funnier individuals, is destroying this brand. That's how you know this is all propaganda. All propaganda. Disney, ABC, and Disney don't care that they're losing a ton of money because the entire premise and the point of this show is election rigging by dumping on Trump 100% of the time. That's what's going on. They keep bringing on criminals like Nancy Pelosi and AOC and attacking Trump. And their ratings reflect this, by the way. Again, this is IMDb. This isn't an InfoWars poll. This is IMDb. The ratings is at a one. Your rating summary, your audience rating summary over here, rotten. 1.6. 1.6 out of 3,800 reviews over here. And then he even acknowledges that he's running this thing off a cliff. He's being told to run it off a cliff. Don't be funny. Don't be edgy. Right? Don't make content that anybody cares about. Just attack Blunnel Blumpf. And here it is, the rap. Jimmy Kimmel, I lost half my base over Donald Trump jokes. You're on a gigantic studio platform, and you've lost half your audience, and your ratings are atrocious. Again, you're being beaten by Greg Gutfeld. And that's not a slam on Greg Gutfeld. It's just, this is the late show over here. And he's just running it completely off a cliff, and everybody at ABC is fine with this. You should lose your job if you've lost half your audience. But that's only in a legitimate reality. We don't live in a legitimate reality. We live in a propaganda reality, and that's his job. His job is to just attack Trump. It doesn't matter that they're losing half their audience. If you've lost half your audience, you're going to lose your ability to sell ads on your show. Your ads are going to sell at half the price. They don't care. Of course they don't care. It's, let's attack Trump. Let's, isn't it past your jail time? Well, they platform absolute socialist shitheads like Bernie Sanders, a commie who's got millions and millions of dollars, a commie who's got four houses. This is this right here, ABC, Disney, and this entire show in the studio at large. Their entire intent is to just platform Democrat shitbags to get an agenda of globalism passed and attack anybody who attacks globalists. And that's how you get this over here. Dumb idiot. Kimmel went on to say, you think he's flirting with me? He even worked my wife in there. Yeah, he's flirting with you. Yeah, are you making a derogatory slam on Donald Trump? Or are you trying to malign Donald Trump by insinuating that he's gay? Isn't that going to upset your goofball base? Oh, your goofball base is completely boosted up. And they're probably still wearing masks in the audience, clapping like dumb seals. So they don't even understand. Stupid idiots. But this dump truck over here, his wife is his head writer. Boy, that explains. There you go. There you go. Why don't you cry more about lions, you dumb asshole? But here you've got Jimmy Kimmel, boys, absolutely destroying his own late night television show in an attempt to get Blonald Blump. And nobody's watching. Congratulations. It's not even bad money wasted in a good fashion, you idiots over there. But Jimmy Kimmel, Donald Trump continuing to live rent-free in both these morons' heads. Dummy, look at this chick. What is wrong with her? Look at this. She's born without a spinal cord, boys. Oh, look at this. I've got a golden Emmy over here. Yeah, nobody cares. I've got an Oscar. Oh, you got an Oscar. You went to one of those Diddy parties? As far as I'm concerned, if you have one of these stupid golden idols, you're completely hip and attached to the hip of all of these child traffickers that you guys just conveniently miss. Interesting. There you have it, boys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel kept today on this dump truck over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.